Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Briskman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the sugi of Shechita Mefei Ras. The Gemara says, Omav Yehuda Omarav, Hashaychet B'Shnayim U'Shloisha Mekoymoiz, Shechita Sekshayro. Kermiso Kameh Deshmuel Omali, Bo'inon Shechita Mefei Ras Veleiko. So we have a Machlekes Rav Shmuel here, whether it's Kosher or Pasul. Now, there's different ways in the Rishonim here how to learn Pshat in this sugya, what the case is, what the svar is. There's Rashi, and there's Taisis B'Shem the She'iltis, and Taisis B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, according to Rashi, the case of the sugya here is when you shecht in a few places through the simen, one above the other, but it's all on the same side of the simen. However, there's two mahalchim and the Rishonim how to understand this Shitas Rashi. Taisvis bring down the Rashi and ask a kasha on Rashi. Mima nafshach Taisvis ask. If Rashi is talking in a case that no one of the simonim has a roiv, they all only mute, so what's the svar of the mandoma that it's kosher? How could you be mitzarif the different cuts that are one above the other? And if Rashi means that one of the cuts does have a roiv, so what's the svara of the mandoma that it's pasul? Lichu, you already have a roiv simon here. So Taisvah's answer, that the pshat in Rashi is that really one of the cuts has a roiv. However, there's still a mandoma that it's pasul. Why? Because there's a din that it has to be clear and visible that it's already cut roiv simon. And that happens by, usually, when you cut the roiv simen, so it opens up, the cut opens up, it's mirvach ruavach, and that's how it's very clear and visible that there was a shechita by the roiv simen. However, in a case when there's another cut above or under this cut, so that causes that the cut of the roiv does not open up so much, it's not mirvach ruavach, and mimeila, it's not clear that you have a shechita of roiv simen. That's the Havana of Tais and Rashi. But the Ramban, he learns Pshat and Rashi, like the Havamina of Tais and Das Rashi, that really all the cuts only have a mute in each. There's no cut of a roiv. And the Ramban is indeed chaylik on Rashi because of the same kasha that Taisvis asked, that since there's no roiv in neither of the cuts, so how is the mandama that is machshir? Lichura, how could you be mitzarif all these cuts that are one above the other? How could you be mitzarif them to roiv? But the Ramban still learns that this is what Rashi means. And the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis Halacha Yud in the Rambam, he says that really the Rashi, the Taisis also would learn in Rashi like the Ramban. Just what forced the Taisis to learn otherwise is because of this kasha that they hold that there's no makom b'svara to be mitzarev different miutim that are all in the same side of the simen. But Rashi himself says the Magid Mishnah, it's indeed possible that Rashi learned that all the cuts were only mute, like the Ramban understood in Rashi, because Rashi does hold that there is a makim misvara to be mitzarif all the miutim to arrive. According to this, says the Magid Mishnah, if this is the pshat in Rashi, so in a case that there was a roiv in one of the cuts, so there, then, lekule alma is going to be kosher. Because if the pshat in Rashi is like the Ramban, that all the cuts only had a mute, so the machlokes in the Gemara was only in that case, but if one of them had a roiv, so then there's no machlokes bichlal and lekula alma it's going to be kosher. Now, according to the Ramban Bedas Rashi, so what's the pshat and the requirement of shechita mefei ras? The pshat is because it's not all in the same level. The shechita has to be b'mokim echad, and if the cuts are mitztarif from a few different places, so that's not called shechita mefei ras. Now, lichura, there's a few rayas b'das Rashi, like the Ramban's Havana, and not like Tosfos. First of all, the Pashtus Haloshen in Rashi is mashma more like the Ramban. because Rashi explains that what's the pshat in the din of shechita mefiras. Rashi says because you need megula v'nikeres dehainu b'mokim echad. That's the lashon Rashi. That stems better with the Ramban that the chisaron is that it's not all in mokim echad. That's the chisaron. Not that the cut does not open up, that it's not meruvich like Tosfos. Another raya to the Ramban's Havana and Rashi is from the Hamshech of the Sugya. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a brisa. Shochat is haveshet lemato v'sakone lemalo, or is haveshet lemalo v'sakone lemato. Shchitosik sheira. And the Gemara asks, amai v'holeku shchitu mefiras. So the Gemara is comparing that brisa to our machlekes, if you need shchitu mefiras or not. Now there's no chisarin of mirvach ravach, like Tosfos explained, shchitu mefiras. Because since it's two separate simonim, so just because you cut in the other simon in a different place, that doesn't make the cut in this simon not to open up. It's for sure mirvach ravach. The only chisarin there, it's because that the cuts are not parallel. They're not in the same level. They're in different heights. They're not b'makim echad. So that's a zulichu. You see from that's the vote of shechita mefiras, is that it has to be b'makim echad. So that stems better with the Ramban, that the din of shechita mefiras is that it has to be makim echad. So too, when it's in the same simin, the problem is that you have to be mitzarif different cuts that are not in the same place. To answer these two haris in Taisus Bedas Rashi, so I heard from Hagoyen Rav Yashiv in his shir that he had a very interesting diuk in Rashi. The lashon Rashi here is that shechita mefiras means megula v'nikeres dehainu b'mokim echot. So Rav Yashiv asked, why does Rashi have to use a double lashon megula v'nikeres? So he said the pshat in Rashi is that there's tzvei bazunder dinim in this criteria of shechita mefiras. One din is that it has to be megula. Another din is that it has to be nikeres dehainu b'mokim echot. And this means, because we have one din that the base of shechita has to be mirvach ravach, dahainu the cut has to open up, like Tosfos explained, and this is the chisarin in Amud Aleph, and this is what Rashi is calling megula. It has to be megula. The other din is that it has to be nikeres dahainu b'mokim echot, and this is the chisarin in the Brais in Amud Beis when you have the cuts in two different simonim in different heights. So there, It does open up. You have mirvach ravach. However, it's still not b'mokim echot. It's not nikeres dehainu b'mokim echot. So, if it's two different dinim, so why is it all under the category of shechita mefiras? So the pshat is because after all, atzad ha-shavish b'hem is that in both cases, it's not so clear that you have here a good shechita. If someone sees it, both if it's in two different places, or if it doesn't open up, so lemaisa it looks like it's einoy shachut. So imela, since the shechita has to be in a way that it's visible and clear that there's a good shechita here, so imela in both these cases it's not clear enough. So that would answer the two ha'aris that we asked on Taisis Bedas Rashi, because the Lashon Rashi that we asked, that Rashi says, Dehainu b'mokim echad, so according to this pshat, this is only going on the din of Nikeris, on the psul of Nikeris. Nikeris, Dehainu b'mokim echad, but the Megula is taka a separate din. And also this will answer the other Ha'ara from Amud Beis, from the Brais and Amud Beis, because there is indeed two different kinds of Shechita She'einu Mefiras according to Rashi. One kind is when it's Einei Megula, which is Tosfos Mahalach, that the base of Shechita is not Mirvach Ravach. And then the other kind of problem is when it's not Nikeres Dehainu B'Mokim Echad, which is the problem in the Brais and Amud Beis, that even though it is Mirvach Ravach, but it's still not Nikeres because it's not B'Mokim Echad. Now there's an interesting Shita Mekubetzes here in the Gilyan, Bedas Rashi. He brings a Hagah here, B'Shem Gilyan Rashi Ksavi Ad Yoshon, that Rashi is talking in a case, Kegoin Shaloi Shoh Hashir Shehiyah Bein Chasicho L'Shchito. Dehainu, that between these two cuts, there was no shehiyah. The shaila is, what's the hesber in this shita mekubetzes? How come, according to Rashi, it's only talking when there's no shir shehiyah between the cuts? So, according to the Ramban's pshat and Rashi, so it's very geshmak. Because since we need both cuts to be mitzarev, both of the cuts, in order to get a roiv, because each one of them alone is only a mute, so obviously, it's only could be mitzarev if there's no shir shehiyah in between. But if there's a shir shehiyah in between, so it's like a regular shehiyah in the middle of the shechita, it passes the shechita. However, according to Tosfos Havana and Rashi, that one of the cuts has a roiv, so this can't be the pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes, in this Rashi in Ksav Yad Yashon, because anyway, the other cut is not mitzarev, and we don't even need it because there's roiv without it. So in Mela, why would it matter if there's a shehiyah between the two cuts? So according to Tosfos Bedas Rashi, maybe the pshat in this Gilyon Rashi Yashon is that if you would have a shehiyah, so the cut of the mute might be a paslis of nekuvas aveshet. If the first cut was a mute, and then there was a shir shehiyah, and then you did the cut of the roiv, so likula alma is going to be pasul because the first cut already made it nekuvas aveshet, if it was in the veshet, and that's a treifa. Or even a nevelo, according to Rashi, Shitas Rashi is Nekuvas Aveshet is nevelo. So that's why it has to be in Pachis Mishir Shehiyah. So imelo, by the time you got to the Roiv, to the cut of the Roiv, it was considered one Hamshich of the Shechita of the cut of the Mute. And imelo, then it's considered Derech Shechita, and there's no problem of Nekuvas Aveshet. However, it's still a chiddush b'das Tosfos and Rashi, because even if there's no shir shehiyah, lichura, the first cut of the mute should be a problem of nekuvas aveshet, because the only reason why usually there's no nekuvas aveshet problem in a shechita is because it's derech shechita. It's part of the shechita. Here, why is it considered part of the shechita if it's in a different place and we don't need it and it's not mitzarev to the shechita? So there's a Tvuz Shayev that explains, Bidas Taisvis, that since it was roi to be mamshich the shechita and the cut of the mute, so it's not reif, it's mitztarif to the derech shechita, and mimeilo, it doesn't become nekuvas aveshet. However, that's pashat, that's only if there was no hefsik of shir shehiyah between the two cuts. But if there was a shir shehiyah, so it's already disconnected from each other. And then, avada, the first the cut of the mute, will make it nekuvas aveshet. So that would be the pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes lefi Tosfos. Now, according to the Havana of Tosfos Bedas Rashi, that one cut had a roiv and the other cuts did not have a roiv, so there's a machlekes between the Rosh and the Ezer Ruah. What was the order of the cuts? The Rosh says that Davka, if he cut first the mute and then the roiv, so then we have the machlekes in the Gemara, if you need a shechita mefiras or not. So it's mashma in the Rosh, that if first you cut the roiv and then the mute, so lekula alma it's kosher. And the svar lichur is pashit, because once you cut the roiv first, so bishas the shechita, it was already the base of shechita milvach ravach, there was nothing preventing the cut from opening up. So it's already a ma'aseh shechita kosher. So it doesn't matter what happened later. However, in the Ezer Ruah and Simen Shina in Ches, he says that even if you cut first the roiv and then the mute, it's also a problem, according to Rashi, that there's a mandaoma of the Gemara that it's possible because it's Eino Mefiras. The Svara, according to the Ezer Ruah, needs a Hesber, because Lichura, like we said before, once you did the roiv, so who cares what happened later? Bishas the Shechito Lichura, there was already a Shechito Mefiras. So the Natziv, in the Hamik Shaila, on the Sheiltis, in Pashas Be'alois Chosim in Kuf Chav Dalit, he says Pshat in the Zeruah, that the Zeruah is talking in Rashi Lishitose. Rashi Lishitose later in Amud Beis, that says that Shehiyah and Chalada B'miut Basra passes even though it's already kosher, there was already shechita kshera by the Rav Simon. So we made a so too here that even though it was already huchsha by Rav Simon, but since you continued the shechita in a different place in the Simon with another cut, so that already could pass on the shechita because at that point it made the cut of the Rav to close, that it shouldn't be mirvach ravach anymore. And mimeila, there's already a problem of shechita mefiras. So now we have to explain how come the Rosh argues with the Zeruah. Lichur, the Natsiv is right. Rashi lishitosoi that holds that you can still passel the shechita even after there's already a shir lehachshira shechita, even after the Rav miut basra could still passel the shechita. So how come here we don't say that even if you did the Rav in the beginning, still the second cut could passel the shechita because now it makes it shechita sheni mefiras. So the Natsiv himself says there that Be'etzim the Rosh also agrees to the Zeruah that according to Rashi Rishitosoi by Miut Basra, so also here you could be Maimid the Gemara even in a case when the first cut was a Rav. However, the Rosh, the reason why the Rosh said that we're talking here Dafka in a case when the first cut was a Miut is because the Rosh wants this to stim, not only Rashi Lishitasai, but even according to the Vishayinim that hold in Amud Beis, that Shehi and Chalada B'miut Basra does not pass L'mafreya. But really, there's already a Yamshel Shloimei in Simen Zayin, that he says that even according to Rashi Lishitasai, that it's Shayach to pass B'miut Basra, but there's a difference between the case of Miut Basra in Amud Beis and our Sugya. By Miut Basra, says the Yamshel Shloimei, so since it's a hemshich of the same cut, so that's why it's considered part of the Maase Shechita, like Rashi Amud Beis says that it's kula chode shechita, and that's why you could still pass the shechita by the Miut Basra even though you already did Rav Simen. However, says the Yamshel Shloimei, here if you cut later in a different place, after you cut the Rav, you cut in a different place, and now it became Shechita She'ena Mefiras. So that says the Yamshel Shloimei, that's too late already to pass the Shechita, because that's not like Miut Basra, that it's part of the same cut, it's part of the same Maase Shechita. But that's already like Sheichet B'yad B'regel. It's not Mitztarev to the Maase Shechita, so that's why it can't pass it. So in Melo, you could say that the Rosh holds like this a svar of the Yamshel Shloimei, and that's why the Rosh is chelik on the Ezeruah afilu lefi Rashi lishitosi. Now I think there's another way to explain the Shitas of Rosh here, if we assume that he's chelik on the Ezeruah even according to Rashi lishitosi. Lichur, there's a makom to be mechalik between the kinds of the psulim. The psul that Rashi is talking about in Amud Beis, Legabi Amud Basra, is a psul of Chalodon Shehiya. Chalodon Shehiya, there's already the Achrayim Dim. Moshe talk about it there, that's a Dover HaPoysil. It's a positive passless, and that's why it could passel even after the Shechita was already a Rav Simen that was enough to be Machshir. Still, since you're being Mamshich the Shechita, so now it could passel Mafreya. However, here it's different, because here the paslis of Shechita She'ena Mefiras, Lichur, it's pashit that it's not a Dover HaPoysel. It's just that we learn from a pasuk that such a Shechita is not a good Shechita. We need a Shechita Mefiras. The Shechita has to be Megula. So this means that when the Shechita is Eina Mefiras, there's no Machshir. Not that there's a positive paslis, we're just missing the Hechshir. So in Meila here, even according to Rashi Lishitasoi, but once you already had a Hechsher Shechita of a Rav Simen, and at that time it was Shechita Mefiras, so there's already a Machshir, there's already enough of a Siba HaMachshiris as a Shechita, and then it doesn't matter that later on you did another cut, and in that cut there was no Machshir, because that cut wasn't a Shechita Mefiras. Because the Shechita was already Mukshan, there's no Dover HaPoysel, so that's why here even Rashi will agree that it's not a problem. So maybe that's the pshat why the Rosh is chaylik on the Ezeruah. So just to summarize Shitas Rashi, Rashi holds that the Sugi is talking in a case when you had a few cuts one above the other in the same side of the siman. Now, Tosfos Bedas Rashi hold that it's only if one of the cuts had a roiv, and then there's a mandalma that it's kosher. But if one of the cuts, if not even one of the cuts has had a roiv, so lukula alma it's possible. The Ramban, however, learns Pshat and Rashi that even if all the cuts were only mute, so there's a mandalma that the mitztarif l'roiv, and it's kosher. Now, according to Tosfos Bedas Rashi, so we had a machlekes Rosh and Azavua. The Rosh holds that it's dafka, if the mute was kaidim l'roiv, then there's a mandaoma that it's posel. And the Azavua holds that even if the mute was after the roiv, also there's a mandaoma that it's posel. Now what if one of the cuts wasn't only roiv, but it was kol hasimin? Dahayinu, you totally cut the simin all the way in one of the cuts. So then, Sefer Truman, Hichoshchita Simin Ches, says Bedas Rashi that that's for sure that Lekula Alma it's kosher, because then you can't say the Svar of Tosfos that Beis Hashchita is not Mirvach Ravach, because even though you have other cuts on top of it, under it, but still everybody sees that the Simin is totally cut open. We'll mention now a few points in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. In the sugi of Chalada, the Gemara says, Ibayalahu, Lebirav de Amri Tachas Ha'oir Eini Yedeya. There's a shaila if under the skin is considered Chalada or not. Tachas Mat Lismau. What if it's under a cloth? Now there's three different shitas in the Rishonim here, Haralun Pshat, in this suffix of Tachas Matlis. Shitas Harosh in Simen Hay and the Behag is that the matlis has to be dafka attached to the behema, either by tying it to the behema or gluing it to the behema. Only then there's a suffix that it might be considered chalada and pasul the shchita. However, if it's not attached, if it's just wrapped up, and kol shekin, if it's just stam laying there, so then it's pashit that there's no pasulus. Rashi's shita is that even if it's only wrapped up around the behemoth's neck, and it's not mamish attached or tied down to the behemoth, it's also a shaila of chalada. The third shita is shita's Rambam in Paragimel Milchus Shchita Lochayud. The Rambam holds that even if it's just laying down on the neck of the behemoth, this cloth, it's not even wrapped up around it, and you shecht under this cloth. So since, after all, it's not visible, it's not gluya, the sakin and the shechita, so imela, it's already b'chlal the suffix of the Gemara of Chalada. Now on this shechita Sarambam, there's a kasha of the Sefer HaEshkel in Hilchos Shechita Simen Yud Beis, and the Taz in Simen Chav Dalet Sifkot and Dalet. They both ask from the Gemara Lekamon in Dafa in Dalet. In the Gemara there, there's a Shiloh, Legabi ben Pkua. When you have a Uba b'mi'i imoy, and you stick your hand into the mother's stomach for shechting the Uba. So the Gemara there is talking about this Shiloh, whether the Shechita is good or not. So the Eshkol and the Taz ask, according to the Rambam, that even when you have a cover on the Shechita that is not attached to the behema, around it. It's already a shayla of psul chalada. So how come the Gemara in Ayin Dalit is not mentioning such a shayla of psul chalada in such a case of shchita of uba b'miyimoy? If the uba, the uber is covered with his mother. So we'll mention two of the terutzim in discussion. One teret says the Eshkol. He says the shiny rechem imoy dehavi kebeisei shel vlad. The stomach of the mother, klapi, the uber, is considered like its house. So Imeli says, it's like if you shech the behema in the cowshed. Is that a shayla of chalada? That's for sure. It's not considered a cover on the behema of, on the shechita. It's just a house. So Imeli here, for sure, there's no problem. Another teretz to this kasha is the teretz of the shach and ikudas hakesef there in Simen Chav Dalet. The Shach says that the reason why it's not shayech halada by uba b'mi imoy is because he never came out l'avi ha'oilom. So the Havana in this Teretz maybe is that the definition of halada is something that was uncovered, and then you go ahead and cover it, so that's called mechuse. However, something that was always covered, that was never revealed, so that's not called mechuse, because that's the natural state of it, that it's always mechuse. So that's why there's no psul of chalad there. Now, we'll mention two points here in the sugi of drasa. The Mishnah here in Lamed Amud Beis says, Haya shaychet v'hitis beis rashim bevas achas, im yesh basakin meloy tzavar echad, ksheira. And like the Gemara explains later, that this means, im yesh basakin meloy tzavar echad, chutz letzavar. Now we have a machlokes v'shanim here. What does this mean, hitis es roish bevas achas? The Ramban learns pshat, that this is talking dafka if he cut off the whole head. Kipshutoy of the Lashna Mishnah. So the Ramban says, only then we have a chashash of Durasa, and therefore we have to have the sakin long enough for knowing that he did it b'derech ha'iloch of v'hava. However, Zagdu Ramban, what if he only shechted the simonim? So then, even if it's a shorter knife, that it's only kimloy tzavar echod, and there's no chutz letzavar, so it's already shchitok sheira, because then we're not concerned that he did Durasa, because it's long enough for doing the simonim. However, the Rashba learns that even if he only cut the simanim, you already need this shear of meloy tzavar chutz letzavar. One last point in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ho yoshoichet v'hitis beis rashim bevasachas, im yesh basakin meloy tzavar echad ksheiro. And as the Gemara explains later, it means, kim loy tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavarim. Which means that when you shech two behemoths together, beis rashim, so you need to have a sakin that is long like Gimel Roshim. Because always, a shechita has to have a shear of an extra tzavar, extra rosh. So, the shaila is, what if the sakin was only a shear, base Roshim? The hainut was missing a shear of the extra tzavar. So, what about the first behemoth? The shechita of the second behemoth is for sure puzzle, because we choishish that the sakin wasn't long enough by the time you get to the second behemoth. And mimelo, you had to use pressure, so there's already a pasles of drasa. However, like I be the first behema, there's machlekes vishoinim. Right, vishoinim hold that the first behema, the shechita is kosher, because when you did a haylocha and you started from the first behema, that is close to you, so that behema got the full length of the knife, which means it had a shear of an extra tzavar. So that was long enough that you didn't have to use pressure, and there's no chashash drasa. Only by the second behema, that you only had a shear of one tzavar of the behema, you didn't have an extra tzavar. So there's a chashash drasa. That's most Rishonim's opinion. However, the Ramban holds that even the shechita of the first behema that is close to you is also possible in such a case. And the reason is, so the Ramban says, because since the shechit is planning ahead, he's planning to shecht also the second behema in one shot. And he knows that by the time he'll get to the second behema, he'll have to use pressure, because for that, the sakin won't be long enough to do it al yidei hilocha v'hoiva. So mimeila, says the Ramban, already from the beginning of the shechita, he already starts using pressure, because he doesn't change the way he's shechting in the middle of the shechita. But already from the beginning, he starts doing a drasa, so imela, that's why we're choishish already for the kashis of the shechita of the first behema. Daf lamed amud beis, the Gemara has a suffix, by Rav Papa, hechlid b'miut simonim mahu. And the Gemara stays with the teiku. What is the suffix about? So Rashi learns pshat, that the suffix is about chalodo b'miut basra. The hainu, since the din is that if you shecht roiv simonim, so at least b'di'avid, it's enough, the shechita is kosher. The shala is, what if you went ahead and completed the shechita of the simon, and in the last miut, after you already finished the roiv, so you did chalada, does that passel the shechita, since be'etzim, this whole miut, the shechita of the miut, was not necessary for being machshir the shechita. So this is the suffix of the Gemara according to Rashi, and that's how Rashi learns Pshat, also in the Gemara later, in Lamed Beis and Mudalif, that the Gemara has a suffix, Ligabi Shihiyo, b'miut simonim, that also there Rashi learns that the Gemara is talking about miut basra, Shihiyo b'miut basra. And Rashi says the same suffix should be also Ligabi, the din of Hagroma b'shchita. However, this Shitas Rashi is not Muskam in the Rishonim. There's a big machlokes Rishonim if there's Bechlal, a tzad, to pasul shihi or chalod of agroma b'miut basra, like Rashi holds. Legabi ikur and rasa, we'll see later. But legabi shihi or chalod of agroma, so Rashi, as we saw, and the behag that is also brought down in Rashi, and the Ravid and Per Gimel Hilchishchita Halachadalet, they both, all of them hold, that's the suffix in our Gemara, and in the Gemara later. Toisfis, however, b'shem Rabbi Nutam, and the Rambam and Per Gimel Hilchishchita Halacha Hey and Halacha Yud, they hold that Shehiya Chalod of Hagroma B'miut Basra is Bevadai Kosher, and the Suffolk of the Gemara they explain in a different way. And the third Shita is Taisis B'shem Rivam, that Legabi Chalod on Shehiya, the Rivam agrees with Rashi, that's the Suffolk on the Gemara. However, Legabi Hagroma, he holds it's Pashit that by B'miut Basra there's no problem. Why? Because the psul of Hagroma is when you go out of the Makom Shechita. So you shecht out of the Makom Shechita. So since you did the Rav Shechita in the right place, you only did Hagroma, you only moved out of the Makom Shechita by the Miut Basra. So that's for sure is not a problem because Ke'ilu Chosach Biyadu Biregel. That's not considered part of the Maaseh Shechita at all and doesn't pass. That's the three shitas in the Rishonim. Now, according to Rashi's shita, that the suffix of the Gemara is about miut basra, so the machlekes Rishonim whether it's a shaila of the Raisa or it's a shaila of the Rabbonim. The Ramban and the Ravid is in Per Gimel of Hichos Shechita Halacha Dalet, and also the Rashba here in the Sugya, they all hold that it's just a shaila of the Rabbonim. Even according to Rashi, the only tzad to pasul miut basra is midi rabbanon, but midi raisa for sure, there's no makam to pasul it since it was already kosher by the shechita of the roif. However, the kesef mishnah in Pergimel halacha dalet min chishchita holds that bedas rashi that it's a shal of the raisa. And that's also shitas rabbeinu Yeruchim in a siftas vav chelik gimel. The tvuas shoyv is medakin rabbeinu Yeruchim, since rabbeinu Yeruchim says bedas rashi that miut basra is sofik nevela, since he's using the lashon nevela, it's mashma, that it's a shiloh of the Raisa. In the Sefer HaEshkel, in Hichos Shechita, he's misupik in this, he's not sure whether Bedas Rashi, it's a shiloh of the Raisa or a shiloh of the Rabbanon. So we have two shitas in the Rishonim here, what is the shiloh of Miut Basra, whether it's a shiloh of the Raisa or a shiloh of the Rabbanon. Now, according to the Rishonim that hold Bedas Rashi, that Miut Basra is a shiloh of the Rabbanon only, so the shaila is we have to understand what's the reason for this din de Rabbana. So we find three mahalchim in the Rishonim about it. The Ramban b'shem the Ravid says learns pshat that since be'etzim the raisa roiv simin is enough. However, there's a din de Rabbana that we learned in the beginning of the perek that lechatchilo you have to shecht the whole simin, which means also the simin bas the miut basra. Now, so we said like this, when Chazal were mesakin, to shecht also the miut basra, so called the tokun rabbanon, kein the raisa tokun, so the same way in the roiv simin, there's a psul of shehiyah and chaloda, so too, Chazal applied this psul also to the miut basra. Or in other words, kol zman that you didn't shecht the miut basra, so the shechita is not completed yet midi rabbanon, so imeilo, all the shechita still apply. That's the Ravid's mahaloch. The Ravid asks on this mahalach, on the Ravid, he asks like this, Bishlama, if there would be a psul de rabbanon when you don't shecht the miut basra, in other words, if the din to shecht the simin shalim would be a din liikuva, so then it would make sense that if you do shehiyah or chaloda by the miut basra, so it passes the shechita. However, since the whole din de rabbanon of shechting the miut basra is only a din lechatchila, so why would it be worse than not doing it at all, if you did it in the wrong way, with shehiyah echalado? How could you say, kein deiraisa tokun? The Rabbanon themselves, when they even required the whole shechita of the miut basra, they only asked for it as a din lechatchilo, and it's not me'akiv. So imeilo, that is kosher afilu midirabbona. So that's the Ramban's dchia on the Ravid's mahalach. Second mahalach here is the mahalach of the Rashba. The Rashba is here in the sugya, and the Ravid in Paragimel Michushchita Alocha Dalit. The way the Beis Halevi learns pshat in the Ravid and Chelik Beis Simen Yudalif, the Beis Halevi is so the they learn that the din d'rabbanon of miut basra is because of mechzik ichalado yishihiya. The hainu, someone that sees it won't notice that you're doing the chalado the shihiya by the miut basra. He might think, since he sees you being busy with shchita, and he sees that you're doing it be'oifin chalado yishihiya, so he might think that it's mutter to do chalado yishihiya by shchita. He doesn't notice that you did dafka be'miut basra you're doing it. A third mahalach here is the mahalach of the Rashban Teiras Abayis, Bayis Beis Shah Aleph. He says, pshat, that this din d'rabbanon is a gzeira shema yavei lasis kain kaidim shigama harov. Dahainu, it's not because of mechzei, but because with taka choishish that the sheikhet, once he'll be allowed to do so in the miut basra, so he might get confused and do it already in the beginning of the shechita, so that's why We don't want to have any shehiyah chalada by any part of the shechita, even by the miut basra, midi rabbana. So that's the three mahalchim in the Rishonim. According to the shita, that miut basra of Rashi is odin di rabbana.
Now, according to the Rishonim that hold bedas Rashi, that miut basra is a shayla of the raisa, so here it already needs more of a hesper. Why would it possibly the rise of the miut basra? It's already kosher by the shechitas roiv. So we find two mahalchim in this. In the Volozhin Yeshiva, there was two yeshivas at the same time, the Beis Halevi and the Natsiv. Each one of them has a different mahalach. Bidas Rashi, why would it possibly the rise of the miut basra? The Beis Halevi is in Chelik Beis Simen Yudalef. He says that Rashi is Lishitosu. Rashi in Daf Chof Aleph Umud Beis, so it's Muchach in Rashi there that he holds that the din L'chatchilo, that you have to shech the whole Simen, like we saw in the beginning of the Perek on the Gemara. So Rashi holds it's a din Doi Raisa. That's how the Primigodim in Simen Chof Aleph and Mishpat Zav, Sifkot and Aleph, the Primigodim brings a raya from Rashi and Chof Aleph that's how he holds. So, even Midoi Raisa, only B'dievet Roiv Simen is enough. But Midilachatchilo, you have to shecht also the Miut Basra. Mimelo, that says the Beis Halevi, that's why there's a Shailo of Paslas Doi Raisa afilu by a Miut Basra. Why? Because once you complete the shechita like you're supposed to, and you do also the miut basra, so it becomes part of the ma'ase shechita. It's kulo chad shechita midei raisehu. So imelo, even when you're shechting the miut, all the halachis that apply to the roiv apply also to the miut, because also the miut has to be nishchat kahalacha. However, if it wouldn't be this way, that lechatchila you have to shecht the miut basra, like Rashi holds, so the Beis Halevi says, then it would be poshit that there's no reason to passel midoy raiso shehiu b'miut basra, because the shechita was already completed. So that's the Beis Halevi. However, it's still, according to the mahalach of the Beis Halevi, it still needs a hesber, because in a chinami, Rashi holds that lechatchila you have to shecht also the miut basra, even with the Raisa, and if you do so, so it all becomes a Chodesh Chita. However, Soif, once you got to the Roif, so it's already Nishchat Behechsher, and B'dievet it's enough. So why, if you shechted the Miut Basra in the wrong way, why would it be worse than if you would stop the Shechita and not do at all the Miut Basra? In other words, why can't you say Dal Mehocha Miut Basra, that was nishchat shaloi behechsher, and still you have the rav simon that was nishchat behechsher. So for explaining the Beis Halevi, we have to come on to the hesber of the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe says in Simon Gimel that the psul of miut basra is because chalodan shihio are davar hapoisel. Dehainu, it's not just pshat when someone does chalodo or shihio, so he's not doing a good shechito. It's a chisaron hechsher. But it's more than that. It's a positive din, it's a positive paslis that positively passes the shechito. So mimeilo, that's why it's shaykh, that even if you're doing it by the miut basro, which is not likuva bichlal to shecht it, but once you did it and it's part of the shechito, so if you're having a positive davar apaisel there, so lemafreya it could passel the whole shechito. That's the Imre Moshe, and when you put together the Imre Moshe and the Beis Halevi, so imeilo it makes sense that Rashi Lishitosoi that holds that the din lechatchila of completing the shechitas miut basro is the iraiso. So imeilo, so the davar apaisel of shiur of chalado, which could passel lemafreya, would passel it mi the iraiso.
Just as a side note, I would like to mention that I saw that some people learn pshat in the Beis Halevi otherwise. The Beis Halevi, B'seich Dvara, there, he mentions a svara in the din of Rubei Kichulai, and they learn that what he says, Legabe Shihio V'chalado B'miut Basro B'das Rashi, is based on his chiddush Legabe Rubei Kichulai. But Lanius Daiti, that's not what the Beis Halevi means, and the svara that is Mechadish Legabe Rubei Kichulai, he's just saying that for explaining the Ika Shittas Rashi in the beginning of the perek, why the Shechita, the Etzim Shechita of the Miut Basro is the Iraisa. But however, what he's saying here, Legabi, the Shehiyo V'chalado B'Miut Basro B'Das Rashi, that has nothing to do with his Svara, Legabi Rubi Kichuloi, and that's why I think the only way to understand the Beis Halevi is Alpi, the Imri Moshe, that we mentioned before. The Natziv, in Chuvis Meshiv Dover, Chilik Bey Simin Yudalid, he has a different Mahalach in Rashi, in Miud Basra, not like the Beis Halevi, and according to him, we won't need the side of the Imri Moshe. The Natziv there says a big Chiddush. He says, he's talking there about a Shaila Halacha Lemaisa. He had an oif that B'Sh'as the Shechita, his foot was cut off, and the it happened after they shechted the Rav Simen, and then the foot got cut off, and then they shechted the Miut Basra. So the Natziv says that from this Rashi of Shehi and Chalada B'Miut Basra, we could bring a Raya, that in the case of the Nechtach Ragloi, so the foot, is the regular is also Ba'achila, even though there was already shechita ksheira while the foot was still mechuber, because the Rav Simen was already shechted before the foot got cut off. However, since he continued to shecht also the Miut Basra, and when he shechted the Miut Basra, the foot was already disconnected, so lemafreyat was nisbarer that at the time when the foot was cut off, the shechita was not completed yet. So imeilot comes out that there was no chalois hechsher shechita on the regel. And all this, the Natziv says, is proved from our Rashi. Now, in this case of Nechtech Haragloi, b'sh'as shechitas miut basra, there was no davar ha'paisel mafreya. And still the Natziv passels because of our Rashi of miut basra. Now, according to the Imre Moshe, Lichur, there's no raya, because shehiyah v'chalada is different. Shehiyah v'chalada is a davar apaisel mafreya, and that's why it passes by miut basra. Masha'enkin, in the case of nechtech ragloi, that the miut there was no davar apaisel but the miut basra, and before the regal was cut off, there was already a shechita ksheira. So, why do we care that the miut basra was also nishchat afterwards? So obviously the Natziv did not hold like the Imre Moshe that Shehiyah and Chalada is a davar apaisel kol hashechita l'mafreya, and that's why there's a psul of miut basra. But also Shehiyah v'Chalada he holds is only a chisarin in the hechsher of this chelik of the Maisa Shechita. It's not a positive paslis. And still, Rashi holds that Shehiyah and Chalada b'miut Basra passes the whole Shechita. So since the Netziv does not hold of the Yisod of the Imri Moshe, so Imela, the Netziv, has to understand Rashi in a different way. And that's why he could prove from that to his case of Nechtech Uragli. So how does the Netziv understand the Rashi of Miut Basra? The Netziv explains that Rashi holds that in a chinami, if you didn't shecht the Miut Basra, it's already kosher, the Shechita. However, once you went ahead and completed the Shechita by shechting the Miut Basra, so the Heta Shechita is not Chal Ad Soif HaShechita. Because the Miut Basra is not just the Hemshech of the Maisa Shechita, but it's more than that. Once you shecht the Miut Basra, so it becomes part of the Shechita's Choiva. Which means, it's considered that you Bichlal didn't complete what you must do before you did the Miut Basra. Once you did the Miut Basra, it's Nisbal and Afreya, that this was part of the Shechita that had to be done. So therefore, it's enough that while you did the Miut Basra, that Bishas, the Shechita's Miut Basra, there was a Chisorin and the Hechsher of the Miut Basra, that's enough for passing the whole Shechita, because it comes out, Lemafreya, that the Shechita's Choyva was not done, Kahalocha, even if you do not have a Dover HaPoysil positively. So that's why the Netziv holds that you could bring a Raya from that also to the case of Nechtech Uragloi, that since you ended up completing the Shechita by the Miut Basra. So Yimeilo, Mafreya, it's Mizbarev, that even the Miut Basra was part of the Shechita's Choyva, and the regular was disconnected before the end of the Shechita's Choyva, so that's why the Heta Shechita is not Chal, Legabe the regular. Now what stock of the Hesper in this Natsiv, that the Miut Basra, once you do it, it becomes not only part of the Shechita, but part of the Shechita's Choyva. So the Natsiv himself explains, general yisoid that he's mechadish b'negea kol ha-Torah kula. This yisoid is mentioned in a few places in the Sfarim of the Netziv, in the Hamek Shaila, in the Hakdama to the Piyush and the Haggadah, and here in this Tshuva. This is a yisoid that he keeps mentioning in different places. And the yisoid is that any ma'aseh mitzvah that has a shear, and when you do the mitzvah, you continue to do more than the shear that you have to. So anything you continue to do more is considered a hemshich of the kiyuma mitzvah, and it's as if it was part of the choyva. L'mashul, someone that eats more than kazayis matzah on by the seder on the first night of Pesach. So all the hemshich, as much as you eat, even though kazayis is enough, but as much as you eat, even more than kazayis, is part of the kiyum of matzas chayva of Laila Rishon, and it's as if you were mechuyiv in all this matzah that you ate. And the Netziv brings a raya for this yisoid, from a Taisis in Chagiga, Daf Chesem Udbeis, Taisis Seder, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, Taisis talking Ligabi Koban Chagiga. Ligabi Koban Chagiga, the halacha is obviously that it's doichi yontif. Now, in general, the halacha legabe kobanis in yontif is that kobanis nidava not doichi yontif, only koban choiv is doichi yontif. However, Taisus bring down b'shem the Yushalmi that when someone is bringing the koban chagiga, so la'olam hu maisi v'hoilich kama behemoi sheyirtza l'koban chagiga v'doichi yontif ad sheyoymar einet b'daito l'hoisif. Dehainu, even though he was already yaitze, the Korban Chagiga, but since he's continuing to bring more and more behemoths for the same Korban Chagiga, so it's still Doichi Yontif. All the behemoths are Doichi Yontif, which means they all consider the Korban Chayva. So the Tziv says, you see here, that as much as you do, even though you already yaitze the shear of the mitzvah, but since you're continuing and doing more than the shir, so it's all considered part of the chayva. So that's why it's doichi yontif. So mimeila, says the Netziv, that's why, al pi this yisoid in kol ha-Torah, that's why also by us, shehiyah and chalada b'miut basra, Rashi holds that there's a tzad that it passes even midoy raiso. Because even though the shir for shchitas choyva is roiv simon. However, once you do more than the shear, and you complete the shechita by the miut basra, so it's all becomes part of the shechita schoiva. It's considered the kiyum of the choiva, which means in such a case the heta shechita is only chal after you finish the miut basra, and it's not chal yet by the roiv. The hainu lemafreya, it's misbara that the heta shechita was delayed till you completed the shechita. And that's why, even though Shehiyah and Chalada is not a davar apaisil necessarily, it only means that it was missing a good shechita, but once the miut basra was done and it was missing the kashrus of the shechita, so it comes out that the shechita was not done right, and mimeila, you don't, the shechita is possible afilu midei raiso. Now, in a chinami, if there wouldn't be a Torah shechita midei raiso to the miut basra b'chlal, so we wouldn't say that. But since, says the Natsiv, in the Gemara in Daf Chof Amud Beis, we see that the Miut Basra has a Torah Shechita Midei Raisa, as we see Legabe Mitzvah Havdalah Ba'Oil HaSoif. So we may lo, whenever you do it, so it's considered Bichlal Shechita Schoiv. Now, in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in Siv Tesvav Chele Gimel, it's very mashma like the Natsiv's Mahaloch. Rabbi Yeruchim says, pshat in the Miut Basra of Rashi, that the Svara is, since he could have stopped the Shechita after the Roif, and he didn't do so, but he went ahead and completed the Miut Basra of the Shechita, of the Simen, so he's Megale B'daitoi, that for him, the Miut Basra is part of the Iker Shechita, as the same way the Roif, the first Roif, is the Iker Shechita. So mimeila, it comes out that for him, for this shaychit, the shehiyah and the chalada that he did by the miut basra was done in the ikar shechita, not in something that is not necessary, but in something that is the ikar shechita. Why? Because you see from the fact that he completed the shechita, the miut basra, that for him the shechita didn't end till he did the miut basra. So that's why it passes the shechita, which means you see in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that even though the shehiyah lav dafka passes lemafreya, not like the Imre Moshe that it's a davar apaisel mafreya, but still, it's in other words, it's only missing a hechsher. But still, since he shechted the miut basra, so it's like a gilui das that for him it's part of the shechitas chayva, and mimeila, even if it's just missing a hechsher, it already means that there was no good shechitas chayva here, and that's why it's pasul midei raiso. Now, there's another shaila here. What if someone does shehiyo ichalada while he's shechting the second simen of a oif? The din is that by a oif, if you shechted one simen, it's already shechita ksheira. However, as the Gemara says in the beginning of the perek, lechatchilo, you have to shecht also the second simen by the oif. Now, the shaila is, what if while you did the second simen, so you did shehiyo ichalodo? Do we say there also that it could pass on the shechita, according to Rashi, that the same way miut basra Rashi says that shehiyah ichalada passes even though it's by the rive simen already the shechita is kosher, but once you did the miut basra, so it's a hemshech of the ma'aseh shechita and the hilchi shechita apply there also. So maybe so too, we could say also by the second simen of the oif, even though it's kosher already beforehand, but once you did the second simen, it becomes part of the shechita and mimeila, the shehiyah and chalada will pass. So the Beis Halevi talks about the shaila in Chelek Beis Simen Yud Alef, and he wants to be toiled in a machlekes vishoinim bedas Rashi. As we mentioned before, there's machlekes vishoinim whether the shehiyah and chalada b'miut basra, according to Rashi, is a shaila of a psul de raisa or only a shaila of a psul de rabbana. So the Beis Halevi says, according to Rabbi Yeruchim, that it's a shaila of the raisa. So al kochach the pshat is, it's because Rashi Lishitasa, he holds that the din, that lechatchilo you have to shecht the simen sholim, that the Gemara says in the beginning of the perek. So Rashi holds that it's a din doi raisa. As mevur in Rashi and daf chofalef umud beis. So we may know that's why there's a shiloh of a psul doi raisa in chalad and shehir by simen basra. According to that, there'll be a difference between miut basra and simen basra of a oif. Why? Because by simen basra of a oif, it's mevur lehedi and Rashi there in Chofalef Amud Beis, and also in Rashi in the beginning of the perek, that's for sure that the din lechatchila to shecht the second simen of the oif, that's already only midi rabbanon. Midi raisa afilu lechatchila, you don't have to shecht the second simen. So here for sure, there won't be a reason to passel Shehi an chalada by the second simen midoy raisa. However, Zakta Beis Halevi, according to the Rashba, that Shehi b'miut basra, Shehi b'chalada b'miut basra, b'das Rashi is only a psul de rabbanon because gzeira atu doing it by the roiv or any other reason why it's a psul de rabbanon. So it says the Beis Halevi, according to this mahalach and Rashi, so there's a makin to say that the same, so too, Rabbanon, were guys are also in the second simon of the oif, that there'll be a psul midi Rabbanon by Shehi and Chalada. However, the Beis Halevi says that even according to the Rashba, that Miut Basra of Rashi is a child of the Rabbanon, still there's a makim lechalik between Miut Basra and Simon Basra of oif. Why? Because maybe Dafka by Miut Basra, Chachayim were geyser, to pasul by Shehi and Chalada, because it's considered Chadash Chita. The Miut Basra is Chadash Chita with a roif. Because after all, it's one simen. And that's the Lashon, that's why Rashi is using the Lashon Chodesh Chita here. However, from one simen to the other by your oif, once you did the first simen and the Shchita is already kosher, so even though you continued to the second simen, so maybe that's not considered Chodesh Chita. The second simen. It's not mamish part of the Chodesh Chita of the first simen, so here maybe Chazal weren't geyser to pasul by Shehiyah and Chalodah. Halach lemaisa, legabi shehiyo ichalada in the second simen of the oif. So we find a machlokes apoiskim about it. The pischi tshuva on Shulchan Aruch in simen chav gimel, sifkaten tes and sifkaten yud, he brings down that the shvus yankiv and chelik bey simen and dalid is meikil on this, and the neida biyuda tinyana yiridaya simen bays is machbe. Now, among the five halachas of shechita, which are shehiya, chalada, drasa, hagrama, and ikur, so we find that this Rashi that says this chiddush of miut basra, he only mentions three of the five, which are shehiya, chalada, and hagrama. By all these three, Rashi says that there's a shaila of paslis afilu b'miut basra. However, The halachas of drasa and ikur are not mentioned in Rashi. The shaila is, what's going to be if you have a drasa or an ikur by the miut basra? So Taisfis here b'shem Rivam, and also the Rashi ben Chuvis chelik alef simin shin samich zayin, they both write bedas Rashi that ikur legabe ikur b'miut basra, it's for sure kosher. There's no suffix; it's not part of the suffix of the Gemara. Why? Because ikur, which is tearing the simen, is not kederech shchita. So imela, once you finish the rive shchita bekashris, and now you did the ikur, so it's as if you killed the behema by hitting her in the head. So imela, there's no shaila, and it's for sure kosher. However, legabi drasa, in the tshuvas Rashba there, he's asked about it by the Rosh. And the achra of the Rashba is that drasa is also part of the suffix of the Gemara, legabi miut basra, according to Rashi. And indeed, the Rosh says so in the first perek, in Simen Chav Dalid, that also by drasa, there's a shaila of miut basra. Now, the reason why the Rosh thought maybe drasa would be different than Shehiyah, Chalada, Vehagrama, and it won't have a psul by miut basra. And that's why he had to ask the Rashba about it. So the svara in this mistama is because we find in the end of our Amud, the Gemara says that the psul of drasa, we learn it from a pasuk of Veshachat, that Veshachat is mashma meshicha. So, dahainu hailocha and hava. So, mimeila, it comes out that drasa is not just stam a psul from halacha lo mishim Sinai, but the pshat is it's not a heftz of shchita altogether, because the heftz of shchita is halacha v'avo, and when you do it bedech drasa, it's not called shchita. So mimeila, there was a makim to say that once you completed rav shchita bekashris, and then only the miut basra you did ba'ifin of a drisa, so mimeila, that's not considered derech shchita. It's like the svara, the tais v'sei legabe ikr, that it's kemakel roisho, kedesh tamus, because it doesn't have a heftz of shechita bichlal. So that's why there was a half a minute to say that there won't be a psul by a drasa, However, kamashimlon, that drasa is not like ikur, because after all, it's still more daime to shchita. Another nekuda here in the sugi of mute basra is what if you did halada by the mute basra of the first simin of the behema? By behema, both simonim alikuva. So lichura, there's a difference between the mute basra of the first simin and the mute basra of the second simin. The mute basra of the first simin is lichura more chamer. Why? Because in a chinami, you could skip the mute basra of the first simin, and once you did the rive simin, you could jump right to the second simin. However, once you're doing the mute basra of the first simin, no one could say that the shechita was already completed before, because you avada have to still do the second simin. So you're for sure in the middle of the shechita. So lichur, there's a more of a makim to be machbir in the mute basra of the first simin than in the mute basra of the second simin. Now this shaila is negeya to two things. First of all, it's negeya to Rashi himself that holds that mute basra, chalad and mute basra is the suffix in our Gemara. So the shaila is, according to Rashi, is the suffix by mute basra of both simonim, or maybe dafka by a mute basra of the second simon, the Gemara has a suffix. However, by the mute basra of the first simon, maybe there it's bevadai pasul, because it's more chamer, like we explained. The second nafkimina would be, according to Shitas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, that mute basra is bevadai kosher, it's bechlal not part of the suffix of the Gemara. So maybe that's dafka by the mute basra of the second simon. But maybe by the mute basra of the first simon, then Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam will agree that it is a shaila. So legabi Rashi, there's a Rashba that says that the suffix of the Gemara, lefi Rashi, is in mute basra of simon basra. So it's mevu in the Rashba that by simon kama, it's bichlal not part of the suffix of Gemara, according to Rashi, but there it's vaday pasul because the shechita was not finished yet. So that's achra legabi shitas Rashi. Now legabi the second afkemina and shitas Rambam. So there's a tshuvas avivash in simin kuf pei zayin, which is brought down in the case of Mishnah in Parag Gimel in Hilchos Shechita Halacha Yud Gimel. So the Rivash wants to say bedas Rambam that this is good for the suffix of our Gemara. The suffix of our Gemara, Hechlit, B'miut Simonim, according to the Rambam, is legabi the mute basra of the first simon by Shechitas Behema, that since it's in the middle of the Shechita, you didn't finish the Shechita yet because you didn't do the simon shein yet, so Mimela, even though you could have skipped the mute basra of the first simon, still there's a suffix, maybe this would passel, because you did the drasa or the chalada in the middle of the shechita. That's the hesber of the Rivash Bedasa Rambam. So in Mele we see that even according to the Rambam, that mute basra of the second simin is for sure kosher. It's not part of the suffix of the Gemara. However, when we're talking about the first simin, it's worse, and then it's already a suffix on the Gemara. Maybe it's possible. So just to summarize the sugi of mute basra, there's machlekes vishoinim, what's the halacha legabe shehiyo chalodan hagurama b'mute basra? Rashi and the Behag and the Ravid holds that it's a suffix on the Gemara if it passes or not. Taisis b'shem Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam hold that it's vaday kosher. Taisis b'shem Rivam hold that chalodan shehiyo is like Rashi, that it's a suffix on the Gemara. However, hagurama is for sure kosher, because it's not mokem shechita. Now, according to Rashi, that there's a suffix if shehiyo chalada and hagrama is pasul b'miut basra, so there's a machlekes vishayni b'das Rashi whether this shaila is a shaila of a deraisa or derabanan. The Ramban, the Ravid, and the Rashba hold that it's only a shaila of a derabanan. However, Rabbein Yeruchim and the Kesef Mishnah hold that it's a shaila of a pasul deraisa, and the Eshkoil has a suffix about it. Now, legabe shehiyo chalada in the shechita of the second simen of the oif, whether it's doime to the shail of miut basra. So we saw it's a machlokes hapoiskim, the shivus yankiv is meikil and the nidibiyud is machmir. Now the gabi drasa in miut basra, Taisis b'shem rivam and the Rashbin Chuvis say that there's no problem according to Rashi. It's not part of the suffix of the Gemara because it's not kederich shechita. And legabi drasa in miut basra, the Rashba says in Chuvis that drasa is also like chalodo, shehiyo, and agrama, and it's part of the suffix of the Gemara in miut basra according to Rashi. Now legabi chalodo in the miut basra of the first simen of behema, so in the Rashba it's mevur that there, it's not part of the suffix of the Gemara according to Rashi, but there it's vaday pasul because the shechita was not completed yet. Now, according to Rashi and the Raivet, that the suffix of the Gemara is ligabe miut basra, since the Gemara stays with the teiku, the shaila is, what's the halacha? So Rashi says that misafik yesh lehachmir. The Raivet says that misafik yesh lehokel. Halacha lemaisa, the mechaber in Shechonoch Tzimin Chav Gimel, Sif Hei, paskins lechatchilo, yesh li zoher lochush lishitas Rashi. However, b'di'evid, we bichlal hold meikar din like Rabbi Nutam and the Rambam that the Gemara doesn't even have a suffix about it, but it's bevadei kosher. However, the Ramah there paskins that even b'di'evid the minig is lehachmir ulehatrif if you did chalodo or shehiya b'miut basra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.